This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, teaching me cricket, actually the language of cricket. And I was studying the London papers where they write cricket up with jargon, and I had a series of jargon phrases for Jeremy this week, but he's come up with something even more fascinating. Apparently, Zimbabwe has a team. Who knew? This is Anglophile colonial life. But Zimbabwe is a profoundly troubled country. However, their cricket team playing Australia. Now, this is the same Australia team that, what did you say when you beat a team badly?
That they skittled.
Skittled the English team in ashes. But they come up against Zimbabwe. What did they do? Let down their guard? Take it too easy?
Well, John, I don't know what they did. Basically, what happened was that the Australian side won the entire series, but this last game is the one that we're talking about now against Zimbabwe. And what had happened, Australia had just, you know, completely wiped the floor with Zimbabwe. They'd really skittled them as well in a couple of the early games. So they were going to win the series. But for whatever reason, in the last game between Australia and Zimbabwe, either Australia didn't turn up, or Australia decided not to try anymore. And they didn't try to the point where Australia lost to Zimbabwe by only getting 141 runs in all nine people at bat. So basically, John, the entire Australian team got out for 141 runs. And if you may remember, even when we're talking about sides being skittled, one person in some of those games got 141 runs by themselves. So Australia basically, their entire team couldn't even get what one person would normally get in an entire game. So honestly, I don't know what happened to the Australian side. We've never had a problem with Zimbabwe before, but I think maybe we've got to watch out for them.
So the whole country's got a paper bag over their head now because of this. let me read some of the language here, and you can help me interpret it. It's real jargon. The Australian captain fell for five as Australia was bowled out for 141 off 31 overs. Finch, 35, later dropped Chakabba at first slip when the right-hander slashed at a shorter ball from Adam Zampa. While Zimbabwe bowled well, Australia's shot selection was woeful. Glenn Maxwell and Ashton Agar fell to soft dismissals, while the technique and lack of form from Aaron Finch was exposed. Opener David Warner played a lone hand for the home side, scoring 94 before he was caught in the deep off Burrell. Former wicket-keeper batter Brad Hayden slammed the decision-making from the Australian batting lineup. Now, Jeremy, I take it in general that that's very harsh criticism. Is that correct? They're blasting them.
That is absolutely harsh criticism there amongst the, I guess, the jargon of the cricket. And just to interpret some of that, that very first part you said, the Australian capital fell for five, that means he only scored five runs. And now let's put that into context. If you hit the ball over the fence on the full, you get six runs. So he didn't even score what you could potentially get off one bat, one ball. Then after that, there was an interesting point there saying that David Warner scored 94 before he was caught out. He scored 94 of that 141 runs of the entire team. So he scored nearly all the runs in the entire nine-man squad. So this is how bad they were doing, which meant the eight other guys, including the captain, who only got five runs, were doing absolutely dismally. And you mentioned a few other bits there. The first slip, that's actually a fielding position, which is just to the left of where the batter is from, where the bowling person is, where they're bowling the ball down. And it's basically a position saying it's close to the crease, close to the batter, and catching the ball when it sort of slips off the bat. So it's a bit of terminology there. But what it is implying is that Zimbabwe had an extraordinarily good fielding side there. So they knew where the ball was going. They seemed to be bowling absolutely fantastically. And for whatever reason, the Australians seem to have put in a really poor batting side. So that's what let them down. But we can't take it away from the Zimbabweans. They actually did play well because this same side, this same Australian side that lost in this game, had won in the previous three games and had also been some of the members who were actually in the Ashes series as well. So these aren't bad cricketers. I mean, this is just, they were having a bad day.
I can hear the English team laughing, can't you, Jeremy?
All the way from the Northern Hemisphere, I can definitely hear the giggling, unfortunately.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, my coach and guide as I learn cricket. Bowled out for 141 off 31 overs. Good heavens. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.